10-8 APX mobile.
Are you lost?
I'm never not lost.
Sorry.
I figure I should stick with analog. Something I'm less likely to screw up.
Never know.
Yeah, if it can get messed up, I'll find a way.
We believe in you. Take it to you.
If you're homesick, I can click a button and you won't be homesick anymore.
Yeah, I can't get anybody to answer me on my own link system anyway.
Well. What, you on the 3-1?
I think so. Whatever this is, I'm on the, I just looked it up as the voter in Pinconning. I just left Pinconning. Yep. Never really had any of the motor stuff programmed in my radio, so I thought, ah, what the heck, we'll give it a shot. See what I can mess up.
Well, yeah, okay, so you're tripping the main, Guilford 1 and 2, and Pinconning, and voted you in, you're getting voted into Pinconning, so.
Yeah, I've just got a 6550 with the rubber duck. I can throw it on the outdoor antenna.
No, you're pretty fine.
I'm sorry, I lied. I'm just coming into Pinconning. The 181.
Yeah, you passed the receiver. It was over just before the exit on your on the west side of the highway there. I got you on UPRS.
I'd like to maybe do something similar, like with the 1-9 in Petoskey. Do a couple voted receives or something. I think that works really well.
Get your checkbook out. What we tell everybody else.
It's just money, right? Stuff grows on trees.
What some people think around here.
Yeah. If we could ever get our flex sold, we'd have some cash.
I'll figure about $400 per receive site, plus we gotta do the main, so kind of what you need. By the time you get to 300, you have 269 for the RTCM and $70 for the GPS. So you gotta put one at the main and then at all your receive sites.
Honestly, not that bad, but probably not worth it for us up there, because that guy's got a deer in the back of his truck. It just doesn't get that much use. There's, what, maybe three or four hams in Emmett County that might use it. We had, a good chunk of people that were using it all the time. It would make sense, but...
Well... Yeah, when I was coming home from Grand Rapids yesterday, I came, when I made it, I cut the back way to Fenton, and I was going to the office, and I think every cornfield I saw three or four trucks pulled in, you know, into the turnoffs, because everybody was out hunting yesterday.
Oh yeah, all the way down, that's what it's been like. Every field we go by, somebody's out in it. That was the first one I had seen in the back of a truck, though.
Well, I was in the curves on Beater, just past Bancroft Road, and, you know, passing hunters that were parked. And there was a Bambi sitting right there along the side of the road as I was coming around the curve. I'm like, what are you guys looking for? There's one right here at the side of the road.
Well, once November 15th hits, they just head for the roads. I don't want to be in the woods anymore. I had one, I had a 6-point walk in front of me the other day. Pulled off the side of the road, did some paperwork, and this guy just trots up, stands in the middle of the road, just stares at me. I'm like, it's day early, and I don't have a rifle on me, so I guess he gets away with it.
I'm like, what the hell? Don't you realize that everybody's out looking for you right now? And here's your car just speeding along the side of the road eating grass? I'm like, oh, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, it's too funny. Well, we'll see how chaotic Brunners will be. Should have probably brought a bit of whiskey or something with me. Just to calm my nerves.
I'm surprised you're even going. We went, it wasn't too bad Friday night when we drove by, but Saturday when we went through, two Friday nights ago I dropped stuff, or was it Sunday? Sunday I went back up there, because Saturday Jeff was up with you guys. Or up by you guys, and then he had parts for me, so I picked him up Sunday when he was at the farm. So I went, we drove through town and Franco was there Sunday. And that place was a madhouse on Sunday. So, yeah. No, thank you.
Yep, I'm prepared for the chaos. But we should have been coming down here like on a Tuesday or something, but... then I got to go to work. Work doesn't like that, so here we are.
Well, alright. Those frequencies over, and that worked.
Yay!
Alright, fix that. Now I'm working on... What should I work on next? I don't want to say that too loud. Jeff will find something for me to work on.
I was going to say, don't go looking for too much project. That list is mighty long.
I do want to look at how the network is. I haven't seen any alarms, but I want to check the... smoke pings and all that to see how we've been running. I think it's been a week. Or no, has it been a week that I've ran? Almost a week. Monday night I did it? Or was it Tuesday night? I'm going to look at the smoke pings and see how the northern stuff's running off of the little Lampson link. I've got the LTEs. All the LTEs have been off now since I want to say the election. Or a week ago or whatever it was. Crap. I can't remember. Oh, damn it. Ho Chomp must be listening. Are you listening, Ho? Yeah, he's listening. So he's going to... Yeah, I do need you to reprogram your one LTD radio, because those ones are... The other two I picked up from you are upstairs, and I do need to do those, but... I'm thinking I also want to do the work on the website, since we got some frequencies. So I should do that, too. Thank you.
I've not noticed any issues all week. Everything's been rock solid, so I would say no from a user standpoint.
Oh, good. All right. Makes me feel a little better.
Sure, it's nice to have all that stuff linked up now. Gotta start looking at branching out from there, but that's something I don't know. It's just nice to have it done. I figured it was going to take quite a bit longer than that, honestly.
Well, I took a load of stuff to the west, so we're trying to get the rest of the stuff done so that I can do the final report for the one grant. And that'll, then we'll go for another one. But, gotta finish the first one. But, no, I think it'll, I hope we'll get that one camera up in Mackinac. That would be nice, but, oh well, the network's in place first, and the repeaters are moving over it. And look, we even had an MI5 coverage up there.
Yeah, it's cranking. I'm working the camera angle. I sat in the Emmett County Hazard Mitigation Planning meeting last week, that was riveting. Watching paint dry seems like a spectator sport when you sit in one of those. But one of their propositions was they wanted to talk about building some fire towers for spotting, wildfires and whatnot. And some people were like, well, that's kind of dumb, And I said, well, hey, we're proposing to put up some of these really nice PTZ cameras on some of the tower sites, and that might kind of fill some of those holes when you're trying to look for things. So, and they like that idea.
So out in California, there's a project that one of the universities did. They actually did. There's a project out west a couple of universities have done out in California, and then they've set up, instead of using PTZs, they've got north, south, east, west, basically. So you get the 360 with four cameras, and they have those set up on towers, up on ridges and things, and use that. That's how they do their spotting with some of that stuff. And detection and such with those. Instead of PTZs, they use that. That way you always have the 360 going at once. I can't remember the name of it. I can look it up because CAL FIRE took that data and integrated it into ATAC. And so on the CAL FIRE ATAC, you can take that stuff and pull up any of those cameras right inside the integration on ATAC.
Really? That's interesting. That makes sense. Have them all pointed each way and give yourself a nice 360-degree view. Of course, I know all those cameras are super expensive. Probably have a few grant funding for that. But at least with a PTZ, it might be another way to say, hey, yeah, let's put this on a tower. So I'm working that. I don't see a reason why we wouldn't be able to put it up on Night City in the spring when we're ready to start climbing things again. I'll have that worked out by then for sure.
I mean, are they having issues where they're worried about wildfires in the more rural parts of Emmett then, or what?
Maybe. Not something we really deal with, but they brought it up as a concern. I'm saying especially one down at Crossroads, that's probably the densest wooded areas around that tower, so at least if it sees smoke for 5-10 miles, that should be more than enough for what they want.
I think if you did, if we did north, south, east, west, up the towers of, you know, levering stuff, all the towers going up, you could see, and then have it, put it on at a single page, so that's why I was thinking fixed cameras, because A, they're cheaper, and B, you can have multiple tiles up on a screen, so you could have someone looking at one screen and see all 360 from like 4 or 5 towers or something. Can you check out at Grand Haven and bring out... No! 6 watts max.
Okay, I didn't realize they were cheaper. Well, not so easy to add to the list, but I guess add it to the list.
I'll add it to the list, because I got some ideas. I know what they want to try, and I'll pull up the California project and see if I can talk with them about what they've run into, because that's what they ended up. They did 4 fixed cameras, north, south, east, west, and they've been having really good luck with that.
Is that what the one. It's not running. It's 10-5.
I believe it should be, unless someone went in there and changed it.
Oh, works good. I turned on roaming last night, just with the ended up this turn on the fence hole, and it was bumping between the two actually. Every so often it pushed over the side and back and forth. They're pretty easy from home formation.
Cool. Alright, I'm gonna go upstairs and refill my water glass and I'm going to grab some parts out of the garage. You children, don't spend your whole paychecks in Frankenmuth. Don't forget your chicken dinner. WSO.
Yeah. You can leave it alone in the car. We're just here for the experience. Go across, still walking. Catch you later.
Take your radio with you, Fred. WFSM, keep it up here.
No.
Am I going to have to probably change the IP in my 8400 that I use my pickup to?
I don't remember. I mean, that was running what? We changed IPs back in the spring, so have you done it since then?
Probably not. But I sent him a message on my AP, too, that's plugged in here to the house. I'm sure that hasn't been plugged in.
Probably not.
Well, hi, Peter's up over here.
KFACPP, this is KFACLR, view copy, Ricky, this is Jason. KFACLR, we'll be going clear.
KFACPP, monitoring. KFACPP. KF8CPP. KF8CPP, did somebody try to come through? You're probably too far away from the repeater. You're not coming through. I think you're too far from the repeater. Sorry. Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Charlie, Lima, Lima. KF8CPP, monitoring.
says K-8-D-Y-S, K-8-D-Y-S.
K-8-D-Y-S, I think it was. W-A-Y-R-C, how you doing?
W-A-Y-R-C, K-8-D-Y-S. I just got done grilling some steaks. I'm letting them rest for a minute. I decided to turn on the radio and call out. I'm over here in Harrison. How am I coming in?
Hey, real good. Yeah, not bad at all from Harrison. I'm in Lapeer, so the link is working. I used to go up to Harrison every day from, where did I pick up at? A truck driver. I think it was down in Albert Hills or someplace like that. Used to go up there and deliver some foam for that one plant up there. So, and you're good, there's a Bud Lake, I know that too, so. Oh, by the way, yeah, my aunt and uncle used to live up there. I don't know, I can't remember what road it was, but back in the boonies there somewhere.
Oh, nice, yeah, Bud Lake, it's about 6 miles from here. And I'm just east of there. 6 miles east, out by a couple little private lakes, and yeah, we're out in the boonies a little bit. The only foam, well, I don't know how long ago you're talking about. I'm not very old, so but things change, but the only foam place I know of is in Farwell at, they make seating for vehicles. Is that what you're talking about, or somewhere else?
Yeah, there was one there in Farwell, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, it was I don't remember how to get there. It's been a while since I've been there. We used to go up there every day. What the heck was that? Oh, maybe it was Farwell. I remember going down the road in my great aunt. He had a stone house right by the school there. Yeah, it was Farwell. And I got down there and turned right across the tracks, and that place was right there.
Yeah, that's it. It's still there. We still haul out of there, too. Every day. It's Lear now. It used to be Renasol. I don't know what it was back then, but yeah. Yeah. Luckily, I don't go there. So, but there's a couple guys that do dedicated routes down to Detroit and Columbia City. And I do go there occasionally from the Traverse City place. I deliver a couple pallets from there. There's a truckload, and then there's a couple on the tail that they want delivered there. You know, and sometimes they send them all the way down to Taylor, Michigan, and then have to ship them back up to Farwell because somebody doesn't set it up. You know, weird stuff, but. All right, well, you got Ryan here. I'm going to jump out. I got to eat some steaks. I just wanted to holler out. But we'll leave it on. So hopefully we can talk to you again. And you're in Lapeer, so that's a pretty good trip. So, all right, thanks for coming back to me. You got Ryan here again, and I'll write your call sign down. I think it's W-8-A-R-C. Come back with it, and I'll write it down.
Yeah, Ryan, this is Mike, W-8-Y-R-C, here in Lapeer, about 3 miles north of Lapeer. 7-3, eat those steaks, and I'll talk to you later. 7-3, W-8-Y-R-C.
All right, Mike, W-8-Y-R-C, K-8-D-Y-S. I will be clear. Thank you.
Information would be helpful. Thank you very much. Standing by KF8 POS.